always catching.
Tune said Joey's always catching, like in the butt.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk.
That's fucked up. You learned to jerk off before you could sneeze.
No one knows where Yams is at. No one knows where Yams is at. No one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah.
We're gonna start the show now.
Okay.
We're heading towards the ground fast. I'm trying to pull the nose up. You know what I'm saying?
God. I don't know if that's going to work today.
In memory of 9/11, we're crashing and burning.
Damn, dude.
It's the season.
I thought of a cool intro, though.
Okay.
We're here to eat pussy and drink beer, and we're all out of pussy. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. You also can hold my beer. I'm Gracious Host Danny Mullins. To my right, it's Chris Mullins. Hashtag
Husky and Busty.
What?
Husky and Busty.
Husky and Busky. I thought he said
Busty.
Busty.
Like tits.
Oh. Yeah,
like Dolly Parton.
I thought he said Musty.
Husky and Musty?
I'm Chris Walls, a fat smelly. Listen to my podcast. I'll get the fucking
I'm mustard. A hello.
Whatever.
Reason 2008 why I love Fat Joey so much. Not because he coughed in the background, but because he's back.
Yep.
Bad Joey.
Spoiler alert, but when we get to Wayne, I want the same response where you just say your own name. Yep. Wayne. We'll get there though. Dude, you're high.
He's really high.
He's like really fucking high.
This is why I don't hang out with
him. This is why this podcast is taking me a minute to get to you. A Piehead podcast. It's just laid back, man.
It's just laid back, man.
So it's just like I forget shit. But I show up here every Saturday. I'm here.
Until you move and he'll never come back. He'll still be sitting in that parking lot at 8:30.
I fucking tried. I don't know what they want from me. Whoever moves to this house is going to fucking hate you.
It's 8:30 and he's sitting in a closet. Just let me sit here for an hour and a half.
Just let me sit in your closet.
Just don't come out.
Who said I already haven't?
A spit take from that? You. Oh, hey, Wayne's back.
Yes, Wayne, a.k.a. Smoking Token, also known as Smoke.
Also known as Smoke?
He smoked.
You know who else is known as Smoke? Tony Stewart.
Why?
Because that.
Oh, come on, man.
Chris, I don't mean to alarm you, but he's black.
Yeah. I feel like if any NASCAR driver could reach the black audience, it's Tony Stewart.
No, Dan Kilpatrick.
Why?
Shake my white ass. See? He knows who she is.
Okay, whatever.
He was a NASCAR driver. Yeah. He drove the Home Depot car?
Yeah.
See, if he was Mexican, he'd get it.
But why is he called Smoke?
I don't know. He smokes people? I don't know.
Wayne, why are you
ever seen him in a
people?
Fight in the pits?
Well, I got the name back when I went to college, and not a lot of people knew me by name, but when somebody first met me, they called me Smoke. It was basically because I didn't say much, but I was seen.
Oh.
You can't hear it, but you can see me.
They sure as fuck can't hear it.
Yeah.
He's trying to take a drink, get the mic out of his face. He made it so he can't move. There he goes.
There you
is that
go.
Better?
Yeah, look. Look at you.
Which one am I? This one?
You're all of it.
You're all of it, man.
That's all you.
So, I want to do a little word association. I found something, and my first reaction was why? But I would like your guys' response, and a yes or no on if you would try this product.
Oh, fuck. Are we on Wish?
No.
Okay. Is it Kiss Beer?
It's Kiss Army Root Beer for the kids.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
I would try it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, why not? It's just fucking root beer.
You don't know that.
That's not true. There's
bad root beer and good root beer.
There's bad root beer, and then there's good root beer.
Right. I've been to 1812. A&W? I've tried the shit.
Yeah, that's the shit.
No, it's fucking terrible.
That's delicious.
It's so bad.
$2.49 per bottle? That's not bad.
No.
Yeah, but
how
it
is
has,
this word association?
It has Kiss on it, though.
You're just going to say the first thing that came to your mind, be all like, oh, and shit, you know? It's fine. Don't worry about it. But I found this website. It just sells weird sodas.
Oh.
Yeah. This is what I want to try.
What's butter soda?
That's the first one I've seen, too. We need that
Ooh,
for butter game.
Commie lemonade.
Yeah,
that's Linenade.
Linenade.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's pink lemonade, which I've heard is not pink because of grapefruit. And also, I've heard that I'm a dumb fuck for saying that. But.
You were.
Yeah, no, trust me, I've heard. But it has a hammer and sickle on it. And I think that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty dope.
Speaking of bad sodas, though, I finally tried the Blue Moon Mist.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
It tastes like a blue slushy.
I would love it.
Oh, all right.
Like the blue slushy syrup, basically. Yeah. Didn't, yep, I'd...
Yeah, go to butter soda. I
butter
wanna...
soda. I didn't. That one didn't catch my. Oh God.
There's no way.
We need it though for Butter Gang, man.
Yeah, that's our official drink.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's that'd be fucking gross.
I have a weird bacon one at the house.
You can keep that too.
Yeah, if you ever go to his house and he's like, "Here, try this," say no.
I bought it at the Mall of America. Yep, it's that one.
$2.49. Yeah, everything's $2.49. Yeah. Y'all get your fixin'. It says at the bottom of the
I want to try it so bad.
Why haven't you? You bought it.
Because I want. Why haven't you brought it to the
beer review?
I don't know. I've thought about it. Because it's just a bottle. I didn't know.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That could be delicious.
I don't know about with a soda. Plus, Toon had to ask if it's hard or soft. I'm like, Toon, it's a soft drink, but it's actually a liquid.
Yeah, but he likes his chocolate soft.
Does that say grass?
Grass soda. What we got
pickle juice.
Buffalo wing soda. Ranch.
Nope. Yep, there's Alton's drink right there.
There's your friends.
Well, I drink both of them at the same time.
Buffalo and ranch. Together.
Oh, that makes sense, actually, yeah. Flying Cauldron Butterscotch Beer from Harry Potter.
No, I'm out just because it's Harry Potter.
Oh, I've had that at, I think they sell that at Universal Studios.
Oh, the Butterbeer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Yams has tried it, too. I'd ask him, but he's not here. Sweet Corn. We got Dirt Soda.
No, what the fuck?
Wait, didn't Robert Kitty say Piddle? He made the best Butterbeer?
Yeah, of course he did. You think he's going to make the not as best Butterbeer? That's cat piss flavor.
Did you see pineapple. What it's orange and pineapple.
Why is it called Kitty Piddle?
Just
because it looks like piss.
Yeah.
Lots of things look like piss. You don't name it after cat piss. That's the most offensive kind of piss. Besides R. Kelly.
That's true. That's true. Pickle juice?
Nope.
Teriyaki beef jerky.
Yeah, that's would great.
That. I would try it.
Cocoa Fizz. Ooh, that should be your new nickname, Lee.
Cocoa Fizz?
Cocoa Fizz? It's not bad, right?
Chocolate Fizz.
Whatever. Gross Gus Pimple Pop.
No, that's weird.
Barf soda.
No.
Zombie brain juice.
What's
the flavor it is?
You need to go back to the barf one and see what flavor that is.
Strawberry orange soda is the zombie barf. That's actually probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The barf one.
That's right. Barf soda, great chunky flavor. We have no words other than it's actually quite tasty.
What the fuck?
We should have a description of like what the taste actually
Wait,
is.
Wait, did anybody else read that? Click back on that.
I don't want to.
Scroll down. Those are $2.79 a piece, but it's $6 to $7 for shipping.
Well, I'm not. The shipping charges become more economical if you order in multiples of 4 plus.
So.
I'm not going to pay. No.
I'm not going to pay no.
No. I'm not paying $6 for
bug
shipping.
Barf? Dinosaur dung? Bloody nose. No.
How about it's strawberry?
Cherry.
Or cherry.
Ah, dumbass.
Wrong red.
You're speaking directly into the middle of nothing again. At least he didn't say he'd fix it. I know. How about that? Ooh, caramel apple soda is probably delightful. Cake soda. What the fuck is that?
A Fuckola cola?
It tastes like fuck. It
looks like soy sauce.
Another soda from Skeletons. Fuckola cola is packed with caffeine, a smooth, slightly rich cola with a spicy backbone and finish. Definitely an unconventional cola with both caffeine and a Brazilian gargar.
Go ahead, tell us.
Is that one.
Wayne.
Garena.
Damn it, he's probably right.
It sounds better than what we were going to say.
Yep. Prickly pear, apple beer, warm ooze. Yeah, these are fucking stupid.
But I wonder if that warm ooze, if it tries to change you like Ivan Ooze did.
Oh, maybe. Power Rangers, great movie. What the fuck is this?
Afri-Cola 20.
Made in Germany.
This cola is the first registered in 1931. Once the most popular cola produced in Germany, it has slowly lost market share since the 1960s. I wonder why a German cola lost stock in the 60s. I'll think about it in the shower later.
Will you?
It's a Nazi joke.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, nobody laughed.
Well, it's because it wasn't funny, dude.
It didn't come from Chris. We weren't expecting it.
No, there you go.
Yeah, so far, like, you've said 3 fucked up things, and I haven't said any.
Well, we'll see how many I said after post, huh?
Okay.
More caffeine than a Red Bull.
No, but seriously, if you're going to make that soda, just fucking market it to the white supremacists.
No,
I like,
wouldn't.
Make a Nazi pop. You might as well. Like, why the fuck not?
Are you going to call it Jujus?
Jujus?
It was just a popular soda in Germany. It wasn't marketed for that. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying. Like, why bring it back?
Nobody said it went away. It's just lost popularity.
Market it as Hitler's favorite pop.
No, that's terrible. Rocket piss, though, that's a pop.
I mean, it worked for the Volkswagen Beetle.
I don't think it did.
And Hugo Boss.
Ooh, Brownie Bites soda. Dr. Brown's celery. Celery-flavored fucking soda. Celery doesn't really have a flavor. Why?
Because it's water.
It's water.
Oh.
It's the same way as like cucumber.
That has Kim Jong-un on it. Let's see what that's about. Nuclear orange bomb soda, Kim Jong.
Is that pancakes?
Nope, that's...
con leche.
That's rice pudding.
Oh.
And yeah, Joey would know. It's food.
Absolutely.
Vanilla orange spaghetti. All right. Bro. Unicorn yak. Churros? Why are you laughing at the way he coughed?
Because he coughs every 5 minutes.
So yeah, I thought that was odd. But the only reason I found the Kiss root beer, which I think would fucking suck, is because I looked up weird vaping flavors, because I know, I don't even vape, bro, but you do,
yep. Soon.
Have you ever tried bacon flavor?
Yep.
Okay, how was it?
Not good. It tastes like bacon grease.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
But quick thing, though. If you could make a motherfucking soda, what is it?
Oh, you want to shoot from the hip?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to do it, but then you just went in with this.
That's my bad. Your eyes were closed. So I figured you were saying.
I'm thinking.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Any flavor?
Yeah.
God. I don't know, because honestly, I think like the... I don't think chocolate would really translate to a soda.
Like, not even make it, just like name it. It's something weird.
Name it something weird.
Yeah, like I'm going to trap like the smell you get from a burnout that's in the air in a soda.
Like tire smoke?
Yeah.
All right.
Just the rubber being burnt. I burnt rubber. That's it. Just a burnt rubber. Burnt rubber root beer.
Burnt rubber root beer.
I'm trying to think of another band since Kiss did it and give them some competition. So let's do some Insane Clown Posse Cola. Tastes like pussy.
Is there pumpkin pie in that pussy or?
Dumbest question you ever asked. Of course there is. Pumpkin not pie flavored candy. Pussy pop. And it's got clowns on it, so it's for the kids.
So is it.
What?
Or an ICP cola called Ned and Grape instead of Ned and Game. Games? Games. Ned and Game. That's the song.
So you got, like, the grapes sitting on the podiums and shit like that? Yeah. On the label?
Yes.
Yep.
Like contestants.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, what?
He's just looking at me straight short. He's like, oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
I'm trying to think.
Anybody could go. Because
the best pop's already been invented, and it's called Fresca.
Yeah, and it's old person.
God, no.
I fucking love Fresca.
You like Fresca?
Fresca.
It was all right. That's how it... No,
I wouldn't think so. No, I'd almost rather have a tab.
Yeah,
no.
I've never had a tab. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cross the line. They're not good.
No, okay. Why not just make make a pop that tastes like KFC gravy?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yuck.
What?
Whoa.
Nope.
It's what? The only good thing at KFC.
Trash.
Okay. All of KFC or just the gravy?
Gravy.
Huh. Wait, so you like their other shit?
Not really.
Okay, good.
All
right, that's
I don't
better.
Eat gravy at all, so.
You don't eat gravy at all?
At all.
What do you put in your vodka?
Dr. Pepper.
And vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real thing?
Well, I don't drink vodka, so.
Fair enough.
we do know what Wayne drinks, though. What was he drinking at the house the other
in
night?
In the seat?
No. Oh,
yeah,
it was.
He drank Kraken.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Kraken's good, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't drink, but he drank, like, I don't know, a quarter of a bottle by himself. And he's I don't drunk. Know how he got home.
I had a rough day.
We'll say he called a cab for legal reasons.
Yeah. I have my own. That's right.
He had somebody come pick him up.
Like a cab. I already had it covered, Joey. Thank you.
I got to give a better description. What is it? They're yellow?
They have wings.
Uber.
Yeah.
No, mine's called Friends with Cars.
That's what I was trying to go with.
You couldn't think of Friends with Cars?
Yeah, I couldn't think of her name that lives by me. What's her name?
Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't think of her name.
This is why nothing gets done. Nothing. It doesn't. This is Joey's problem. I yell at him every time we record for it.
Is Friends with Cars a real app? Is it a real thing?
No.
Okay.
I'm about to make that bitch marketing.
Everybody yells till somebody gives them a ride.
Everybody has it. You don't have to download it. You just go to your phone, see all your friends.
Oh. I see what you did there.
Yeah, Seinfeld has a whole show about it on Netflix.
Friends with Cars?
Yeah.
It's comedians in cars drinking coffee.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
No.
Yeah, it's probably the funniest thing he's ever done.
Are they cool cars?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Are we even finishing the shoe from the hip, or did it just die?
I don't know. I went with gravy flavored.
Oh, yeah. You
and I would call it Colonel's Bliss.
Ooh, I bet that's what he called something, too. Pat Jerry, you have to go now. This fuck train keeps rolling.
I ain't got nothing.
No.
This is how you became utter sucker.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're about to give you a flavor that only you drink.
Yeah, no. Like cold dick.
No.
Dr. Cold Dick.
No.
And then you say...
What if it's placenta flavored?
Peanut butter pecker punch.
No. No.
Dog snatched?
That might be the worst two words that ever come out.
You got anything, Wayne?
Why are we skipping you?
I already went.
Don't come at him like that.
It's your fault.
Damn.
It's your turn.
It's your fault. It's your turn.
Joey don't know. Joey never knows. He's always,
comes to mind.
What kind of fucked up name are you giving a pop?
I'm so fucked up that he doesn't eat gravy. I didn't know that.
But it's kind of fucking weird, right? Man.
What, you think I eat biscuits and gravy or something? It's because I'm black?
The biscuits and gravies are delicious.
I don't.
That's a southern thing, man.
I'm just saying, I don't.
Yeah. So you don't like white gravy or brown gravy?
I don't eat, no.
Wow.
You don't eat the ass either because it's brown gravy.
I accidentally once. Sometimes you fall.
Sometimes you fall.
I need to go home.
That's the problem with having hardwood floors, you know? Your feet slipper once in a while. Yeah, you get a mouthful of the wrong shit.
Well, with all that pumpkin pie all over the floor, come on, Fat Joey. Orphan piss.
Orphan tears.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the flavor?
I mean, you just took one of the words that I said and said something else afterwards. Dick Cheney's taint. It's not hard.
Joey's not creative.
Nope.
Okay, I call mine mucus poop. Mucus poop.
Mucus poop.
I get that out.
Poop.
You ever had that like high C from the 90s that had like Slimer on it?
Hell yeah, Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, that shit.
The best shit ever.
Yeah, that's the best shit ever.
But what's with the name? Ecto poop.
Mucus poop.
Or mucus poop.
You think they poop red or orange?
Because it's a fucked up name. But it tastes good.
You might but it tastes good.
Have a shitty shit later, but it's going to taste good before then.
The shitty shit will taste good?
It's going to be green.
That's actually a really good idea, though. Like, the shitty shit tastes really good afterwards. Recyclable pop.
Just filter it.
Drinking your own shit.
Add water.
See? Great idea.
Yeah. There's an email confirming.
Why did you have that shit turned off?
I don't know how, Chris. You don't think that's fucking...
Turn the volume down on the TV?
I can do whatever the fuck I want, guys.
Because you're the host.
Sure.
We'll go with
the
that.
Most.
It's your house.
Host with the most.
Fat Joey, think of fucking something. Come on. You're killing me here.
This is going to be the whole episode. Him trying to think of something. At the end, he's going to be like, oh, shit.
3 hours of silence, and then you hear him go, oh, I know, and then I'm going to cut it off before his answer comes.
I don't know.
Fucking
Dingleberry fairies?
It's got candy flavor.
No, that was his nickname in high school. Be careful. Yeah.
No.
Dingleberry fairies. Sorry, I'm super gay for dingleberries. I'll eat them off anyone.
Just start calling you DBF. I'm about to change your name on my phone.
Oh, he's lucky he doesn't have my phone number. I change it once a week.
Blue waffle syrup?
Oh, no.
Too far, man. Oh, no, that doesn't... Oh, fine. No. That's fucked up. Fat Joey said it, damn.
So, I don't know.
something. Abortion motion.
There you go.
No, you can't take something Chris said and just go, yep, that's it.
I'm sorry.
That's not the point.
Abortion motion? Should it have been abortion potion?
It's the pull down method.
I like that.
Oh, like the.
Yeah, that's.
Don't do that.
Oh.
In my house, please.
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
I mean, there are train tracks.
The train's right leaving you, Joey.
Yeah, it left.
We're about to get the fuck out. You gotta go home.
We've only kicked one person out mid episode, and that's because he nodded out. It's cool. I not related to him anymore. His wife left him.
You seem like it's a sad thing. You know, you look like you're about to have a tear.
Yeah.
You seem sad.
Yeah. Episode 21, if you want to experience that one.
I'm not going back that far.
Don't blame you. You know what was invented on that episode? The shoot from the hip. That's what we're doing now.
We're trying.
Fucking answer it. Anything, man. Say butt soup. I don't give a shit.
Oh, fuck. baby butt. Shit. It'll be lime green.
Okay.
It'll be, I don't know, pear flavored.
Okay, boom. There it's not go. A good answer, but we'll take it.
We'll take it.
We'll fucking take it.
I've never heard of a pear pop.
We've had a pear cider before. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've had like the mango drinks and shit like that, but not really pear.
Does it have like little pear chunks in it?
Can it, Joey? Answer the man.
Yeah. Chunky baby.
It'll be thick, yeah.
Oh, it'll be thick.
Yeah, you like them thick.
Thickness. All right, so we're going to do the beer review right now. Well, Chris, you're going to bitch about it because it's not actually a beer again, but I'm very excited because I've liked almost every flavor that Cider Boys has offered us. And today I'm very excited because it's Banana Bliss, which is apple, strawberry, banana.
Banana?
Banana.
Banana.
I got to add it to the list.
Banana. Do-do-do-do. Oh, no. Anyways, what are we toasting to?
Our fallen comrade.
Oh, yeah. Yams. Hope you get feeling better. Despite how I sounded via text when we were like, oh, no biggie, you can just be Fat Joey for a night.
Yep, there you go.
We're yet to see if that's an improvement or not, but we'll find out.
Wait, what flavor was it? I can't read my bottle.
Oh, God. Banana Bliss.
Banana Bliss.
It's in a koozie. Yeah. It's for the people at home. It's not because he can't read two words.
He can't read.
It's okay. I'll get there, goddammit.
Hooked on phonics. Yeah. All
right, cheers, everybody.
Here's the yams.
Y'all are some loud-drinking motherfuckers.
Especially Joey.
Yeah.
He's got a deep throat.
I've seen Chris do that with
It's hollow all the way down. I bet you Joey could do it.
No.
It's not hard.
Ew. Anyways. This is delightful. I really like this. Two thumbs automatically. Don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I'll go 1.5.
You're too harsh on ciders.
I don't like them.
Huh?
I'll go 1.5. I don't like bananas.
I don't like bananas.
I don't like bananas.
You like dick-shaped things.
I don't like fruit.
See?
You'll never catch me eating a piece of fruit. Never.
I sneak around trying to catch him eating fruit. I just pop into his living room. Got you, mother... Oh, you're eating vegetables again. You caught me.
Apple chips.
Not a chance.
I say, good one. He's allergic to fruit. He can't have any kind of fruit. It'll kill him.
How the fuck did that not come up the one time he came?
He'll be back.
I'll believe that when he goes over to your house
all
time.
As long as the fruit doesn't get him first.
Yeah, as long as the fruit don't get him.
How the fuck are you allergic to fruit?
I don't know. It's weird as fuck. Like
he goes into that anaphylactic shock.
No, like,
or
not. It's not severe. It makes like.
He breaks out hives.
Yeah, and it makes
die.
Like
it's not
his
severe.
Throat.
You
like,
can't die of hives.
No, his throat like starts to swell a little bit. Like it's just.
So
it's,
he does go into that A word shock.
Anaphylactic.
That's what I said the first time.
It was.
That's close.
Anaphylactic, planetary, anaphylactic. That's some Beastie Boys for you. Fuck y'all.
That's not what they say.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Jackass.
Two.
Too. See, I'm
I enjoy
a,
it.
A like, man after my own heart.
I already had it.
Wayne, just give numbers, please.
Three? Two's the highest you can go, bro.
No, in honor of Sean, who's coming back, I've heard, give it three. Why the fuck not? Just out of curiosity, three out of what?
Five.
So that's middle of the road. So,
that's so 1.5.
On our scale, three is like beyond the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But to him, he's trying to say it's average.
It's either,
I mean, it's not bad. You, I could sit here and drink them all.
You got a half, a one, or it. Two. You got two thumbs.
I give it a two, though.
So it's still perfect.
I give it a two on your scale.
On his scale, it's a three. He would drink it,
Wayne has a more sophisticated palate than you. You don't understand.
I don't understand. I'll agree with that part.
Out of 10,
I get why
six.
He likes that one so much. Mm. Bananas. Mm.
I don't get it.
Huh?
I don't get it.
You don't get why he likes bananas?
No. Same
flavors.
He's black?
He's black.
It's a monkey joke.
That's fucking terrible. Be a good friend. Make a gay joke on a black joke. I thought it was because it was phallic shaped or something.
No.
Like he also likes corn dogs. Not because of the color of his skin. He just loves hot dick.
I do like corn dogs, though.
No one likes cold dick.
Right.
If you're going to have dick, it better be hot.
Oh my God. You know, it's not going to make sense to anybody at home, but I'm going to walk up to my wife after this and be like, hey. Is that pumpkin pie in your pussy, or are you just happy to see me?
Wow.
No, if it's already there, I don't think I could do it.
I thought people liked warm pumpkin pie.
You don't know how long it's been there.
You don't know how long,
No one eats warm pumpkin pie.
I'm thinking of apple
pie. It's always cold.
Yeah. Pumpkin pie is always cold.
Interesting. I don't fucking know, guys. We're talking about eating pie out of pussies before we hit record. I was just making a callback that nobody but us would get.
Oh.
It's fine.
I got it.
I didn't know it was a callback. I just thought he was bringing it up. My bad.
How do you casually work eating pie out of pussies? How do you casually bring it up? I mean...
These Reese's... or these Kit Kats.
Kit Kats.
I read the first label. It's a Kit Kat. A pumpkin flavor.
Pumpkin pie Kit Kats.
And pussies. No, we're fine. We're doing great. On to the next. You know, this is kind of apropos of nothing, but... I remember back in middle school, every time Ray would... I'm sorry, Tune, would hear me say something stupid, he'd always go, hi, my name's Danny, my favorite color is clear. And I popped in my head earlier and I got mad, because clear's not a color. All this time later, I found that out.
You sleep in a corner and live in a roundhouse?
Yep. Interesting.
I was cunning back then.
Fuck. Oh, man, we had to pause because of a train, and Fat Joey and Tune started playing Gay Chicken, which blew your mind, Chris, and confused the fuck out of you.
I'm pretty sure he's still trying to figure out what Gay Chicken is.
I'll censor that. I meant Wayne.
My name!
My name! Fuck, dude, outside of us calling you Wayne, I never say your real name.
I do it all the time. I either call him Wayne, I call him I never call him Smoke.
I never call him Smoke.
Yeah, that's an odd one to catch on. I'm glad you didn't show up the first episode you were on, though. I'm like, call me Smoke.
I wish you would have shut up with a smoke grenade.
Dude, that'd be amazing. Holy shit, a black ninja.
That's what we gotta do for, like, our finale.
What, last series finale?
We all get in the room we're recording. Flashbang, middle of the episode. In this tiny ass room.
No.
That'd be so bad.
You can't say no, you're gonna be the only person in the room. You first, Fat Joey!
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, hold this pin for me. Okay.
What to do?
Boom!
The first thing you hear is a dude going, "Oh, my name's Fat Joey, my favorite sound is..."
And then he finally gives an answer to that shoot from the hip. Yeah. It only took a concussion.
Bill Clinton's pussy! He just yells that. We have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
Clinton's cigar's a good name, though.
Bill Clinton cigar. That's more of a dildo than anything, though.
It's going to be pink.
It tastes like pumpkin pie.
I would eat pumpkin pie out of Monica Lewinsky's pussy.
All right.
I would have. That's what I think of as Bill Clinton's pussy. Monica Lewinsky.
It's true.
Not his wife.
Oh, no.
You know you didn't have sex with that.
No, never.
No.
Who knows how the daughters were made. Oh, God. Anyways. Fat Joe, you said you wanted to talk about something.
Into a microphone.
He didn't say that. He said we could talk about it.
Yeah. So, I started a new job the other day here in town, right?
Right.
Working for a car lot here in town. I'm not going to say what one. But we do repos and all kinds of stuff. We were there today.
Is it safe to say that the car lot is more superior than other ones?
I hate you. I hate you. But anyway, so I was at work today, right?
It's superior.
So, I was at work today. And
you're a superior repo man.
We have to print off an inventory list each morning to, like, make sure what cars we have on the lot, right?
Okay.
And then put keys out, start them, make sure that they'll start. At the end of the day, we go out and get the keys and take them back inside. Somebody stole a fucking car off the car lot today.
Oh, shit.
Apparently it happens pretty often. You got to do inventory every morning. Yeah.
Well, no, because they bring cars from different car lots and drop them off and pick up other cars and all this other shit. It was there when I went out at 9 o'clock this morning and put a key in it. When I went out to move a car, because we sold one today, it was not there.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was weird when he pulled up in a new car. I was like, where'd you get the new ride, Fat Joey? And he just laughed maniacally.
What kind of car was it?
A 2014 Chrysler 200.
Mm. I'm worth stealing. Like, why?
I don't know.
I don't dislike them.
Yeah, you get a 300 like the cool kids.
Goddamn right.
Fucking settings, Danny. Figure them out.
Toenail fungus discovery. That's what that pop-up ad says. Should I click it?
No.
I'm not going to. I don't want viruses.
I don't want to throw up.
I have enough, apparently.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
Your toenails.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Earlier it was cougar hunting, and not the kind with the cats.
Just the pussies?
There's way too much pussy talk this episode.
There's nothing wrong with a cougar. Unless it's a car, then fuck it.
Okay. So, what's protocol then? You just call the police? You're like, we fucked up.
We looked for like 5 minutes because they didn't believe me that it was there this morning. And I'm like, no, I have the paperwork that says it was here.
Right.
I remember starting it. So, yeah, they called the police department, made a report. I don't know what happens after that because...
Yeah, I guess you'll find out.
Yeah.
So, is it exciting to repo shit? Because I feel like it'd be a lot of fun, but I would dress like a ninja when I did it and only go at night.
They don't make ninja suits that big. It's like Beverly Hills Ninja.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley stole my car!
Shit!
But man, he was funny when he did it. I'll dress up like David Spade. We'll make this happen.
All right.
I pulled my mic away from my mouth when he coughed.
Yeah.
I feel like it helped.
No, I mean, it was weird. I've only been on one where we actually got a car and we drove down. They were like, there it is. And I'm like, they're getting out of it. Drive around the block.
Yeah, wait. You don't want to confront them, obviously. Yeah.
And I was like, so what do I do? She was like, the girl I was with was just like, take this key, get in the car, start it, roll the windows up. If they come outside, lock the doors.
I'd lock the doors first, but that's because I'm a pussy.
You can't reach me. Windows down.
Windows down, if I lock the door, they're just punching me in the head. Yeah. Stop!
The window's going up, move your arm.
But yeah, Joey said
this was a good idea.
She said, you literally just get in it, start it, and drive away. Drive back to the car lot.
Right.
With all their shit in it?
Yep.
Damn.
Everything.
Well, see, I don't know. The guy that repoed my car once was super polite. He knocked on my door. I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, I'm here to take your car. I was like, well, that makes sense. I haven't made the payment. Plus, it was a 2007 Ford Taurus. No big loss.
Yeah. Please. So, I've been waiting.
I was like, hey, man, can I get my stuff out of there? He's like, of course. I was like, all right. I got a box full of shit, and he took my car. Not a fair trade, but we'll call it a trade.
Yeah.
A fairly pleasant experience.
I don't know. I mean, they still haven't called and asked about it as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, well, I mean,
are you sure they didn't steal it back this morning?
No, it's still in the lot.
It'd be hilarious if it was the same card. Y'all never figured it out.
I got the key.
Get stolen. That's literally what the cop asked when he got there. He was like, could have been the previous owner.
Yeah. That makes sense, because, yeah, they'd have
if
a key.
If it come from Tennessee, I highly doubt it.
That's true. Oh, yeah, dude, I'd fucking dress up in a costume every night. Like, oh, no, Count Chocula stole my car. The next night, I'm Leonardo from the fucking Ninja Turtles. Because, I mean, let's face it, if they saw me repo their car, they're not going to like me. Yeah. And if they see me in public, I'm not hard to beat up. I mean, I'm assuming. I've never tried it myself.
You never kicked your own ass?
I stubbed my own toe.
That's pretty beat up.
I'll tell you what, that fucking sucks. Wayne, thoughts?
What?
Life in general, buddy. How you feeling over there?
About what?
Great.
This is Wayne's problem. He gets too high.
You look like you're meditating right now. I don't know if you get to talk.
He's like, oh, I was just asleep. I'm just high. I'm here.
I'm on it. Snoring.
Yeah, I'm on the outro. But yep, peace, smoke.
He fucking hilarious. Super quiet normally. He snores loud as fuck. I'll just put a beat behind it. We'll call it good.
Yeah, that's our intro track.
There you go. So, I've had, I guess it wasn't, it's probably been a couple weeks since me and you ran into an active meth head at a Circle K.
Right.
Which you could tell was an active meth head because it took her 20 minutes to pay for an 85-cent fountain pop in pennies.
Oh.
No, it was one of those. She never got all the change out of her pocket at one time. She would do a dance back from the counter, put her hand in her pocket, pull it out, dance back to the counter.
He says it's dancing. You ever seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
Every time she went for a new penny.
I love seeing meth heads in public, man.
Like, this shit was hilarious.
It's fucking oh my great. God.
And she was holding the lineup, believe it or not. And me and Chris are the only people loudly making fun of her. Everyone else is like, oh my God, can you see that? That's so
this
bad.
Is
me
so
was like,
sad.
Hurry up, bitch. Yeah. Come on. But seriously, every time.
Get another nickel.
Here's a penny. Bullet time, man. It was like, we could have Bernie's in front of us, man.
Was it a Circle K?
She was fucking Bernie's. Yeah, the one on 38th Street.
Oh. And then, of course, she only pulled out 79 cents instead of the 85.
Of course.
And so it started all over again.
At no point was anybody like, here's a dollar to help this lady out. Because she was obviously on drugs.
Yeah.
Hard, hard drug.
It's sad.
Brings me to what I experienced this week. This is one of two stories where I got pissed off at a local establishment. One of them happened today. I'll get to that in a second. I went to the McClure's by my house.
Right.
One on Washington.
Yeah.
Half of the store was caution taped off. You want anybody want to guess why?
Shooting.
Stabbing.
Shooting is close. Well. A heroin addict was bleeding all over the store.
Every time you look at Fat Joe, he's like, not today.
No answer.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
This motherfucker's about to ask me something that I am not going to answer.
I'm not ready for it.
I was going to say shooting. Chris beat me to it.
Oh,
I mean, it is like...
You couldn't say clubbing?
I believe you.
Clubbing?
Clubbing?
Yeah.
You know, like,
somebody brought a seal into the middle of the clubs and started beating the fuck out of
it. Yeah, could be. You never know. The zoo ain't that far away.
But it was to the point, for some reason, they didn't kick him out of the store. He bought a fountain pop, bled all over it. They had to replace every cup, every straw, because it had fucking junkie blood on it.
Right.
To the point where they had to sanitize every coin, because of course he only paid with coins.
Of course.
Because he bled all over the change while I was handing it to him, so they had to get out fucking Purell and sanitize each coin before it went into the cash register.
You should probably pick a better gas station to go to.
Noted. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, because it would be so much better.
Uncalled for, that was racist. Anyways.
That's just what I know their name as. Like, not as a racist comment, but...
Mr. has the best cigarette prices in town.
The bleeps are going to be fun this episode. I'll add another one. See, I'll bleep it. It's fine.
I don't call
him
or hot and sons. That's just what I was taught.
He was taught that by a very old Jewish man.
Okay.
Yeah. To be fair, that Jewish man was really good at drag racing.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Not good at talking, though. He just mumbled.
He's really good at drugs, too.
He was still having shroom flashbacks to the day he died.
I believe that.
Fuck, that might have killed him. I don't know how shrooms work.
But... I do.
Now he's excited.
Great.
They're great.
They're great.
See, yeah. There are junkies in town that if they do enough fucking meth or heroin, it puts them into the Matrix.
Yeah.
Just turns Fat Joey into fucking Tony the Tiger.
That's what he feels. That's why he's petting himself.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like the fur.
Oh, yeah. The other time I got pissed off at a local establishment was today at our Dollar General.
See, I don't go to them places.
Doesn't matter. I went there for dog food. They sell Pedigree. That's what dogs
your
eat.
Your fucking dogs love you.
So does Walmart or Meijer's. Go there.
It was way closer. That's stupid.
Was you using your own gas?
Anyways.
The answer's no.
The answer's no.
It's in my car. So anyways, I go to this Dollar General. And my son got his progress report back. And he had straight A's. Except for...
Aren't they called report cards?
No, it's like the halfway point.
Okay.
So, you have a kid in school.
I consider that a report card still.
Yeah, it's a report card.
If it got his report card.
Yeah, if it got sent home to mom and dad, that's a report card.
Yeah, you have to sign it and send it back. So, sure, report card.
Yeah.
He had straight A's and everything. Chris, he's your nephew. What do you think the only thing he didn't have an A in was?
French.
No.
Second grade. Because I never fucked with a foreign language. I ain't going nowhere.
Anyways, it was gym.
He's failing at gym.
I didn't hear too.
He's not failing.
I was better at gym than Danny was. Hands down.
That's not saying much.
I'm just saying. Why put that on me?
Well, he's not exactly athletic. I forgot. Never mind. So anyway,
racing's a sport.
He, you know, straight A's except for gym, and he was not failing it. He just didn't have an A.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, I'll get you a toy or something, buddy. He's into these Gujitsu guys, which sounds like a porn, but really it's just like a Stretch Armstrong pretty much.
Or racist. Sounds like a fucking racial slur.
Okay, sure. Against?
I don't know.
Filipinos. What, man? You didn't answer. You were pulling a fat Joey.
Because I couldn't remember the word you said.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Sounds like porn karate. I don't know. Guess what the finishing blow is. Anyways. They also had a Scooby-Doo movie called Franken-something. It's not important.
Franken-something.
So I get in line. There's a lady ahead of me. And the cashier is this fat dude who's like, I'm so tired. Talks for 5 fucking minutes about how tired he is before he scans up her first item.
Oh, fuck.
And then he starts scanning. Fucking slow. He also was in The Matrix. Just...
Oh.
And then beep. And then wait. And then beep.
You gotta look at the screen, make sure it's there.
Lady had less than 10 items. And it took 15 minutes to ring her up.
Fuck that.
Finally, it becomes my turn. Takes forever. And then he scans the Scooby-Doo movie. It makes him card me.
You got carded for Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I bought the beer review beer today. Did not get carded. I bought a Scooby-Doo movie that's rated G, and I got carded, right? He didn't ask to see my ID. That would have been too easy. He asked me what my birthday was. So I told him. March 13th, 1988. He stares at me.
Doing math.
Staring. So I go wide-eyed, and I'm like...
You give him the chihuahua
this
face?
This motherfucker says, no in numbers.
You can't figure out fucking March.
I was like, dude, you get paid... Oh, 03. It's 03. 03-13-88. Boom. Give it to me in fucking numbers. And, like, he leaves this big bag of dog food on the conveyor belt, just scans it with the gun. I have to walk around the people waiting in line and pick it up and fucking sell.
Thanks.
When I said 3-13-88, I should have been like, how old does that make me? And if you got it right, I would have clapped and clapped.
You know what?
He's like, have a nice day. I was like, eh.
Was it the one up on the bypass?
Yeah. Fuck that store.
I'm about to go in there so I can see this individual.
He looks like Nick McClane, but shorter.
Okay.
Possibly fatter. I don't know. I haven't seen Nick in a very long time because I ghosted his wedding.
Nick still looks the same.
Good to know. Where can I have him at now?
I don't know.
Nothing personal. I like the guy ghosted his wedding.
Dick move. I didn't know about it, so he ghosted me.
I had to work.
Uh-huh.
Man, this is all the cool kids don't invite you to their weddings.
Hell no, yeah. I didn't go to your wedding. Didn't get invited. Probably won't get invited to my own brother's wedding.
No, I'll invite you if I
okay, cool. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
Let's see what you did there.
Yeah.
You'll be one of three people there.
Okay.
You'll be his best man. Don't worry about it. At least fuck Kelly. Fuck Danny. Fuck Yams.
Courtney ain't got no friends, so I probably won't have any groomsmen. It'll just be us. Okay. Just for the rest of eternity.
Courtney might not even be there.
She's like, here, you can have Jacob stand next to you, and I'll get Nova.
I guess.
That's going to be fun. I won't go there.
Yeah.
That's basically the catering will suck.
They both smell like piss.
Jacob and Nova.
Did you know Bob Ross filmed his show in Muncie?
No.
Yeah.
Happy Little Clouds guy?
Yeah, Bob Ross.
No shit.
Yeah, they're opening up an exhibit.
Well, that's cool as shit.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Oh. Well,
yeah, I had no idea. I was like super excited. I was like, oh, wow. Fucking Bob Ross. I missed
it. What, he's laughing.
Dude, I think it's scared too.
He thought, and I looked at him surprised. Like, he's got words. And now he's giggling.
That's your fault.
I know.
But yeah,
no.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So we'll be able to go to Muncie and check out some of his artwork or something.
I mean, I feel like you've seen it all, if you've seen one. But
I feel like it's something I would enjoy.
It seems too peaceful for you.
Yeah. It's a very quiet... I mean, I don't think it's going to be a loud area. I think that'd be weird seeing you in a quiet gallery.
Am I the obnoxious loud guy everywhere?
No, but we just like... Like, I would feel uncomfortable in a quiet gallery.
Yeah, sort of how like we was really out of place at the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys were singing, and at an art exhibit, Toon would try to start a fucking mosh pit. And I don't think that's allowed.
Probably not.
See?
I could try.
We could take a Bluetooth speaker and just start playing Riot Maker. Right. Mosh pit.
That's a good mosh pit. That's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down to go. It seems pretty cool.
So, since we're with the Indiana news, I just have this little short little article. Well, headline. Hebron, Indiana?
Hebron.
Yeah, a naked man disappeared into a northwest Indiana cornfield with police on hot pursuit Wednesday.
Man, out of all the ways that I would enter a cornfield, naked would be my least favorite way.
He's got some interesting cuts.
He was wearing only a hat carrying a beer as he ran down State Road 55.
What kind of hat? Trucker? Cowboy?
Doesn't say.
I bet it wasn't a flat bill.
He ran across the highway and into the cornfield, but they were unable to locate him even after utilizing a drone to look from above. They were really looking for this motherfucker.
Yeah,
really? Like, he's just drunk. Leave him alone.
In a cornfield. He's not going to make it out. It's mine.
Well, you don't know why he was naked or what he was doing for the cops to start chasing him.
He's just got a hat and a beer. He couldn't have been doing much.
Enjoy the Bud
Light. Okay.
Now, let's
was just... it you? It was you, wasn't it?
No.
And let me tell you, it wasn't me, and I did some serious fucked up shit. Just quick question, Wayne. This seemed like a white person crime to you.
I mean, it can happen to anybody.
You think so?
But...
chances are, right? Yeah, chances are white people.
I couldn't see you pulling off this crime, right?
If I had the right drugs.
but it's a beer.
I mean, you drink a beer with it.
So you know what he's doing before the beer.
Yeah, true that.
I don't know. Every time I picture Wayne, he's just wearing a hat.
He's not wearing a hat right now. Oh, he's only wearing a hat.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, if his fingers are long, that means they have to fit around. Ooh. He's just drooling the whole time. This is Chris saying that, not me. That'd be weird.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck happened in Gas City last night that a dog attacked someone at a Circle K to the point they had to land a helicopter at the high school.
Yeah, so they lifelined him, yeah.
And then they tased the dog, and the dog said, fuck you, and ran away.
Took off.
That's the dog got away?
Yeah.
Okay, hold the fucking phone.
He mauled the fuck out of somebody.
In the Circle K?
Outside of it.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. If I was buying a fat...
buying a fatty?
Bag of Funyuns. Not a fat. A bag of Funyuns. Put the F where the V should be.
It still sounds like you're saying bag of Funyuns.
Dave Chappelle says it's okay to say that now. People say it's the most offensive comedy of all time. Like, dude, it's just
like they never
funny.
Watched Richard Pryor or George Carlin.
Yeah,
fuck off. Anyways, if I was trying to buy a fag and a dog mauled my face, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, I don't know where they got mauled at. Was it? I thought it was a little kid or some shit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know
who or
thought it was
like a 12-year-old
like...
or some shit, I thought. I never seen an article on it to say Brooke came home from work and was telling me about it because the cops were out looking for the fucking dog.
I can't believe they tased the dog and I was like, fuck you. What kind of dog?
I don't know.
No idea.
I hope it was a 12.
It must have been
it was
a
black a dog.
Taser, was it?
Yeah, it was a black
wow,
dog.
Way to bring that up.
Well, that's just what Brooke said.
The color's important.
Well, yeah, I got to find
it. Black
dog did it.
I know my black lab is very aggressive.
Yeah.
Actually, it's bitten Chris's girlfriend before, but she tried to take a piece of chicken out of his mouth, and that wasn't a good idea.
She was pregnant and hungry. I mean, what do you expect?
Your girlfriend or the dog?
His girlfriend a bit. My dog's a boy.
Oh, yeah.
He used to have testicles.
No,
wanted to establish dominance.
I gotcha.
So bit those bitches off.
You bit those bitches off?
How'd you do it?
Oh, I don't.
How'd you neuter my dog?
My dog still has balls.
Your dog has fucking gigantic balls. It's terrifying.
There you go, from his daddy.
Chris is his daddy.
No, I understood the joke.
Go to the Grant County Scanner Freaks.
Let's go to Rashad's page. It's probably on there.
This just in my
No, because the only thing he's talked about for 2 weeks is fucking Gino.
No, he's talked about the
murder?
Kid getting strangled. Yeah. His views going up.
No one cares about him. He's an idiot.
The other murder.
Maybe you should listen to this fucking podcast.
I'm talking to a microphone.
Ray Cartoon has commented on... Oh, TJ's post.
I did that like fucking 2 hours ago.
My computer just found out. Oh, okay. We're on to you, man. How's nice. TJ? Is he alive?
I don't know. He hasn't come in the back.
Oh, fuck. I knew it.
Yeah.
Now Rashad's going to have to report that.
Gone too soon.
Angry Jewish man gone too soon.
Died from cocaine and guitar playing.
Was he homeless? Find out more at 5 o'clock on my fucking Facebook page.
I don't have the right equipment. It's
for
my
$5
Apple.
A month.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what he wants. $5 a month.
For what?
For his services.
that nobody's asking for?
Yeah, what?
No, but you don't even get all of his live videos or all the news unless you pay $5 a month.
You got fucked up. What's he give me
an extra? He used that 10-year-old's murder to get more subscribers to his shit.
Yeah.
That's what pissed me off. No, like $5 a month.
You didn't say there was a paywall.
Oh, fuck all that.
Yeah, of course there's a paywall. I think y'all know this.
No.
I don't check this jackass's page.
Yeah, so I ain't paying for his news. This shit just pops up on my feed.
Well, yeah, mine too, but you don't get all of it.
Oh.
You don't get the good shit.
Yeah.
I don't get him sitting outside of the house at 3 in the morning. Just
it's probably just dick pics, man.
Eating McDonald's.
So, the other kid that was murdered, the 18-year-old or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know that the really old guy?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what the family was selling to get money for his funeral or whatever?
No.
They were like rolling trays with his face on them.
What the fuck?
Shut the fuck up. The guy that shot him?
No. No.
Are you talking about the one that got murdered?
Yes. His 18-year-old. His friends or family was selling rolling trays with his face on them to get money for the funeral.
I mean,
I was like, stay classy, Grant County.
Yeah, that's classy as fuck. At least it's a rolling tray and not a mirror.
I don't feel bad for my comment about the garage the other day now because they're selling rolling trays with his kid's picture on it.
Did some digging about the fucking dog attack.
Right.
It says, man in Gas City was taunting dog on leash and panicked and bit the owner instead.
So, that sucks for the guy. So this asshole was mocking a dog on a leash for no reason, and the dog's like, don't fuck with me, I'll show you how crazy I am.
Yeah.
Turns around and bites the owner?
Yeah, okay. Apparently. It says, it did a little more than bite him, it was crazy. So apparently, like, people at the store, like, apparently it was really, really brutal.
There he is.
Yeah.
You can't blame him, he has janitor brain. Butyl's a chemical we use.
Okay.
Wayne, never get janitor brain, you can't recover, man.
All the fumes and chemicals.
I think that's it. And the, you know, the depression. There's a lot of that.
I've been a janitor once for,
15 years?
No.
Oh. Speaking for a friend.
For a cleaning service.
That's who the fuck they work for.
Okay, hold the fucking phone.
I can't see his shirt.
When did you work for? I'll bleep the name, but I'm very curious. Huh?
Years ago.
I've been there for 15 years.
Yeah, Danny's been there since he was in high school.
What?
Yeah.
So is his whole family. And friends.
I'd let you know. I can't remember right now.
We'll talk about this later. I'm concerned.
Where did you clean?
You know how much pot this man has smoked to remember
not
something like
with
that.
You two, obviously.
I was there today! So was he! You weren't.
The DMs?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he ever drive a Ford Taurus back in the day, a long time ago, somehow?
Danny had a Ford Taurus.
He got repoed, man. Thanks for bringing it up.
We literally talked about it.
Did you let him borrow your car at all?
Probably.
He had a Burgundy Mercury Cougar when he worked out.
Yeah, looks like
it's
a Taurus, yeah.
A Cougar.
Yeah.
Well, you worked there with
I think
with
I know
Yams.
Him. I worked with him, but he let me drive his car for break, and I fell asleep on break.
Holy shit.
So he looks like the guy that let me drive his car. So
yeah, he also got fired there for falling asleep.
It might have been him.
Yeah. Wow. What a small town.
They just took a nap together in the car.
Yeah.
No, I was by myself.
Hmm.
I mean, they couldn't see Yams' head because of the bobbing motion.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Ray, but gay chicken.
Goddamn right. They went all the way.
We both win. What if gay guys give each other handjobs at the same time? Because it seems like your arms are getting in the way.
Handjobs are just the worst thing ever.
I am not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, they suck now.
It's just, why the fuck would I want them to do it? I can do it myself faster.
It's way better when I do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be way better if I did it for you, too.
No, definitely.
He said, yeah.
Like, I got skills.
Anyways, this guy was getting murdered by his own dog in front of a gas station.
Yeah, apparently the dog was insane. That's what everyone was saying.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let him go. It sounds like it ripped his whole arm apart.
Oh, I seen another comment where they lifelined him to fucking St. Vincent's Hospital in Indy, and he's got all kinds of stitches and...
Rabies?
That's what the comments said. Yeah, rabies.
They're going to have to take him out back and put him down.
Oh, they're going to have to give him the old yeller?
Yeah.
Man, that's what you've been wanting.
Every day.
Take me out, Lord.
It was close.
This is why we can't have nice things. All right.
I was away from the mic.
It doesn't matter. Look at it. I was
away from the mic.
You can't just do it once. That was so fucking weird about when Fat Joe only coughed once. How the fuck you only cough once?
Because he's not coughing. He's clearing his throat.
You still,
should hear,
you give it a
you should hear the
one.
Sound that he makes to sneeze.
Wait, you have a startup noise for sneezing?
Yeah,
he can't sneeze unless he makes this noise.
And what is that noise?
Do it.
Come on, man. I need this. I've had a rough 2 weeks.
I've heard this
shit. Shut up. No, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are.
No,
I've done it. I've heard this shit for 15 years. Somebody else needs to hear
like
it.
Does it sound like a queef or something?
No.
He just giggles every time he laughs. Or queefs.
He giggles every time he laughs.
Yeah, I make queefs, but yeah. Make funny. The noise.
No.
Come on, that's the only thing you can do on command.
Do it. It's going to make you sound
worse. I can't do it.
He can't.
God, well, you have to.
No.
Do you actually sneeze or do you hold the sneeze in?
No.
He just can't sneeze. I just can't feel like the tingle, but he can't physically sneeze.
Unless you do.
Do it.
Come on, it can't be that.
I don't want to do it because I'll sneeze.
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah.
Okay. Chris is backing up because he's worried.
Well, I don't know how much is going to spray.
No,
it's not.
I'm afraid it's something really fucked up. He's like, fuck the Jews.
Jesus. Yeah, that'd probably be funnier.
Come on, spotlight's on you.
Like, I have to vibrate, like, my sinus cavity. I can't sneeze. It's fucking weird.
He has to get himself a raspberry
sneeze. So, this reminds me.
Hold up.
Wayne was like, what the fuck?
This is weird.
You've never heard him do that at the house? That's the only way he can sneeze. Yep.
See, you have to tell people that, because otherwise, we'd be recording. We'd be sure.
No.
I'm like, you're so big a jackass.
It fucked Brooke up the first time I done it over at their house. She was like, what the fuck was that? Ray was like, he's trying to sneeze.
I've just known about it, man. Like,
I just, yeah, I can't just sneeze.
I got a motorboat myself to sneeze.
At least he doesn't need help. He doesn't make you like.
Come here, man. I need your arm.
I need you to put raspberries into my ear so I can sneeze in your face.
It's impossible for you to sneeze unless you do that.
Yep. You can literally put pepper underneath his nose and he won't sneeze.
Bullshit.
Quick question.
You got pepper in the kitchen?
Quick question.
He's white. There's no seasoning here.
Damn. I was trying to help you, Danny. I was trying to help you.
Quick question. How the fuck did you figure it out? Yeah, well, so I've you just went always 20 done years it. Of your life without being able to sneeze.
That sucks so much.
I've just always done it. I don't know.
That's fucked up. You learned to jerk off before you could sneeze.
You're right, man. Well, when you start at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Worse, you're going to like sneeze when you come. Or you sneeze every time you come.
That would be fucking awesome if you going to only come if you sneeze. So when you're... Oh, yeah. Give me a little choo-choo train.
That's so weird.
So we're having this conversation at work the other day, right?
We're still in this conversation about the way you sneeze.
Well, don't worry. No. That will never go away now.
Oh, no.
It won't. So, if you're having sex and your wife queefs, are you going to giggle?
We had this conversation last week. Listen to the podcast. Yes, I giggle a little bit.
You're always late, bro.
Late.
It's because you're invited and you never show up.
What the fuck if I got an invite?
You know phones work the same way. Same thing I said about Sean.
Sean's not coming back.
They
not
stopped saying me. Anything to me because I just show
not
up.
Me. I don't even want to be here and I'm still here. You think I asked to do this shit? Fuck no. Tune wouldn't take me home.
No, I asked what he wanted to do. He's like, you ain't got to say no more. I'm down.
Alright.
Because I told him what Yams' idea was.
Always. On the weekends, I'm always down.
What was Yams' idea?
The whole introduction podcast where it was the crossover.
Well, we can't cross over if your fucking show doesn't exist.
It does exist. It's just not out.
Yeah.
It's recorded.
Before he releases it, so he has to go...
That's only our intro.
So start it right now.
What?
Start your show right now as us as guests.
I don't...
Right now.
No, yeah. I can't do that right now.
Got to.
You always want to do this shit when I'm high as fuck.
You're always high as fuck.
You're always
but
high.
But it's different. Like, I don't know.
No,
it's weird.
No, it's the same thing. You're high enough to do your show.
This has happened. How many episodes? 6 episodes you have done?
Like, probably 5, 6, yeah.
5 or 6, yeah.
5 or 6. Wayne, do Ray's intro for past that.
It's not always the same, though.
It's not.
It's usually not.
Y'all gotta stop smoking so much.
It's not.
It's off the top of the head when he does it.
Is it ever as good as we're here to eat pussy and drink beer and we're all out of pussy?
No.
No.
That was off the top of my head. Think about that. Dangerous weapon.
The only dangerous weapon.
Danny's definitely funnier than I am as a host.
He sits down. Dude just sits down. All right. Okay, now I thought of an intro.
Got it.
That's one of those things. I will never look at you the same fucking way. Not in a bad way. More curiosity than anything. I'm like, how did he figure it out when he was a kid?
So what if
this poor bastard was 10 and was like, I gotta sneeze.
I can't.
I can't sneeze.
Let me try a motorboat.
Because that's where my brain would go.
So let's say you're like all congested and shit, right?
A cold has to be really fucking loud at his house.
Do you like just go get 2 vibrators and put one of these on your nose? And
then just... Joey, I'm sorry, but I will help you fuck your nostril with this here dildo. Such an odd thing. So anyways, go ahead. Lead us into an episode of Past That with your special guests, Chris Mullins and Danny Mullins of Hold My Beer Podcast.
The fuck? How did this just happen? This happened
you
before.
You picked on Fat Joey enough. It's your turn to get picked on a little bit.
I do pick on Fat, but you can pick on me after you listen to it.
Fat Joey for life. I'm never going to listen to it because you won't give me the episode.
You're coming over tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Yeah, he's going to get high and forget.
Hey, fuck, what am I here for? Oh, fuck.
Damn it. I'll start. Hey, remember that one time Fat Joey was like. It's going to be awesome. You have a kid because you'll play with kids by going. And every time he does it, he's going to sneeze in this kid's fucking face.
I said if Joey ever has a kid. Huh? I hope. I said if Joey ever has a kid, that'd be amazing.
Fingers fucking crossed.
I got dogs.
Uttersucker Jr.
That's my puppy's in your name.
Huh?
Uttersucker Jr.?
Your old lady ain't going to let you name that puppy Uttersucker.
What kind of puppy?
So I'd have... You guys probably don't know. I've got pit bulls.
Yeah.
You know, you've been to my house.
I've seen pictures. Okay. Friends on Facebook. Yeah. Unlike some of us.
Unlike some of us.
But I know you sent them friend requests. I know you did. I didn't get one.
Anyway,
I'm still waiting. It's fine. We'll get back to it.
I thought you did. My mail.
Oh, I got to do the work? That's fine. I'll friend you right fucking now.
He will.
I'll friend you so hard.
I'd have my mail that I've had for like 8 years put down.
Yeah, Tune, tell us about like that, man. 2 weeks ago. Sorry to hear about that. That sucks.
So, I went and got a
When
puppy.
Am I going to be the lucky one?
Stop what? It! Everyone else here likes their dogs. Except for me and Quinn. I fucking hate that white dog. Oh my god.
So, my girlfriend, a friend of hers at work, had a litter of puppies that are like 7-8 weeks old, so I went and got one the other day.
Right.
And I've had him for about a week? Or 5 days, something like that. He still doesn't have a name.
It was like Tuesday.
Well, you usually go for like names of like Greek gods and shit, don't you?
Sometimes. I mean, Ares and Athena, yeah, but...
So, yeah.
Yeah.
This one's gotta be Xena.
Fuck that, Kratos!
No. I said Zeus.
Kratos!
No.
Thanos.
Thanos! Wait, what?
I don't know.
That's a Greek god!
Ryan, I mean, shit.
Captain Planet, I don't know, I can name things.
Spock.
Captain Planet.
Actually,
what color's the dog?
Bernard, I got a picture. He's a cute little puppy.
That doesn't describe it for the people.
No.
Pink, yellow, purple?
No, he's like... He's like, white, three different, he's like three different shades of brown. He's like three different shades of brown, and he's got like white.
He's like shit brown, brownie brown,
yeah,
and like, I don't know,
dark chocolate.
Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy, fast hands.
Oh, that's a good boy.
Yep. I said
he's always catching.
Was it like a pit boxer mix?
No. Just a pit bull puppy.
Oh, okay.
Tune said Joey's always catching, like in the butt. He said it under his breath, but I heard
you. You hear all past that.
Which starts like this.
We're not there.
We're there.
We're not there.
Well, so we've been there. We circled all the way back around. We're
if
back
we
there.
Leave here it. And sit in your room, could you do it?
Probably.
Call instantly. Bullshit on that one.
I'd probably, like, I don't
you
know.
Got
I,
nothing going on.
I, not a lot.
So you have to look in, like, the shine of where Goodwin's eyebrows used to be, see your reflection, and then that puts you in the zone.
No, he's never there.
The background.
Yeah, I say Goodwin's never there.
Oh.
We've done, yeah. If we've done six episodes, he's been there twice.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Sad. Probably.
Yeah.
Very sad.
But, I mean, it's usually because of his kid or some shit. I mean.
Excuses.
I mean, kids are a good excuse, but still.
Depends on the kid, to be honest with you.
I mean, he's the one that takes care of his daughter and shit like that, so he's got her all the time.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So,
what's up?
Theme song ends.
We don't have one of those either. We've been...
Well, I told him I could help make one if you give me the fucking Raws. It's fine.
Yeah, I say... You get them tomorrow.
I get them tomorrow.
Danny loves it raw.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like it edited already.
Well, if I could figure out the editing part, I'd do it.
Well, I could show you tonight, but you didn't bring the fucking flash drive, but it's fine.
I didn't.
You know, if you get me the Raws, I'm going to throw one of your intros in, like, right here, right?
That's cool.
Okay, good. I'm going to pick the worst one.
That's fine. It's probably the second one.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready.
All right.
I don't think he is.
This is a professionalism that I am.
You fat fuck.
Professionalism that I am on the second recording of our pilot episode, since you weren't here for the first one. Smoking dank fucking skanks. I'm Tune, and you're listening to Past That.
You did better on your first run?
Probably.
Yeah.
I actually typed out like a first one. Like I thought
I
about something
type
and typed out
too,
one.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I don't know. It's a weird kind of ordeal, like group of people wise. Like we're all the same, but like I feel like the situation is just different. I can't come off the top of the head and shit like you. I think I have like this big judgment over our own podcast. On myself, really, but not the podcast.
Okay.
It's probably not as funny as I want it to be because of Joey.
I'm really self-conscious.
It's always Joey's part.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That's what you should name your dog. Awkward Silence.
That's Wayne.
He's not awkward. He's just silent.
Yeah.
I'm not always quiet.
That's very
true. Only when I'm supposed to be talking. That's when I'm quiet. There you go. You gotta find a secret way to rev yourself up. Like, I don't know, motorboating yourself.
More drink.
More drink, yeah.
Last time.
That worked out so well last time.
Yeah.
Wayne Riet throwing up.
Throwing up. When was this?
When we were recording, he literally got drunk and got sick and had to go throw up in the middle of recording.
You guys recorded?
I puked while podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also got a blowjob though, like the same time.
What?
In my bathroom.
Yeah, it was in Danny's bathroom.
Yeah.
Danny doesn't have a big bathroom.
I'm fucking worried about bathroom.
Yeah. So did I.
So's Parker. That's weird.
Why is that
weird?
Why
did you take it there? And what? Whoa.
That's my puke and rally. Puke, and then you get blown.
Just come back.
Yeah.
Me, Yams, and Kelly have to take care of all the
work.
I had
to sober up somehow.
All of this activity, she's just gone for like 3 fucking minutes.
I mean, you're drunk, man. Shit happens.
I walked into the bathroom, because we tried some strong, horrible shit, right? On the beer reveal.
Oh.
And I think Yams brought, like, Jaeger over or some shit. So all of a sudden, Chris is like, oh, I gotta go. And he runs, he throws up. Me, Kelly, and Yams finish the episode. I go into the bathroom, take a piss afterwards, and there's just noodles in my sink. And my toilet paper holder is on the ground. I don't know if it's from the vomiting or the getting blown, but he fucked my bathroom up.
Say, how did Courtney end up in the bathroom with you?
I think she came to check on me and was like, ooh, hot dick.
I like the way it smells in here. It smells like ramen.
It smells like the vip.
Well, Chris's crotch always smells like the vip. But that's bad strip.
No, it doesn't. It's
not around here.
I've never been in the building.
It's a high-class facility.
I have standards.
Anyways, this happens, right? I'm like,
as you can tell, I'll get blown in said bathroom.
Like, at one point, I think when he's leaving, he walks by the bathroom and pokes the noodles in the sink. He's like, that's weird. And leaves.
Two and a half years later,
he's like, oh, yeah, I got blown that night. There you go. That's the whole story. It took us 2.5 years to get that last little important piece of the puzzle.
Oh, fuck that. I'm coming out telling you. He's got my dick sucked.
Yeah, so he comes like, did you guys finish the episode?
Especially me. I'm going to be really excited if I get a blowjob. It's been a while.
He was so fucking drunk. I don't even know if Courtney was here.
How long is a while? Yeah. How long do you think?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Don't upset him.
I'll give you a hint. It's more than 365 days.
Yeah. That's a year.
It's more than that. Go ahead and double it a couple times.
Oh,
it's a sad fucking thing, bro. Yeah.
So you've been blown in my bathroom more recently than he's been blown, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Maybe you should bring her to my bathroom. You might end that streak. Oh, I'll learn this from Chris. Just stand in this bathroom. You just throw up fucking everywhere.
I know you like chicken ramen.
And then take your pants down. But before that, go ahead and just knock my toilet paper off the fucking counter. It was bolted in.
Dude, I was gone.
You try to use it to get up.
Guess who paid for a new one? Me.
Dude, I almost fell through your shower doors. I remember bouncing off of them and being really surprised.
Yeah, damn, boy.
He bounced back right into Courtney's mouth. Off just, the ropes.
That was just his hip action getting it, is all it was.
Oh, my God. That is weird. Like, oh, honey, are you okay?
That's some real sweet chin music.
Courtney just walk out wiping her mouth like, oh, hey, Shayna, what's up? Let's sit on the couch and talk about fucking Gilmore Girls.
Can I have some ramen?
Because that shit gets me going. And my wife's like, why does your vagina smell like pumpkin pie? I can smell it from here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not pumpkin pie. That's throwing up ramen.
Yeah.
I don't eat ramen anymore.
You don't drink anymore either.
No, I don't.
That's probably good. It makes me feel more comfortable using my own bathroom.
Yeah. How do you eat ramen?
I don't.
What do you mean, how do you eat it?
Chris eats it with no fucking packet.
That's gross.
The fuck?
His girlfriend doesn't eat it with water.
No seasoning.
Is he plain noodles?
He just takes the brick out and starts chewing.
Dude, no, have you been to prison? That's some prison type shit. My brother's been to prison. He told me.
You think that's bad? He'll fucking destroy your bathroom because dick sucked in it while you're just doing his fucking work. He's a terrible man.
Chris is secretly prepping for prison.
He has been his whole life.
Yeah.
Okay, hold the fucking phone. What did you just do?
Yeah.
Top off.
Why?
It's a squeeze bottle.
Yeah. See how easier that was?
No, that's sexy.
And it makes a
That's noise. Quieter than...
Or...
This is why Wayne's being quiet. Like, they can't make fun of me if I don't talk, motherfucker. And then you say something fucked up. He's like, fuck, man. You messed up.
Just come in quietly. Just, here I am.
Still want I'm kind of jealous of Wayne's hair.
Because he has some?
Yeah.
Looks good. I didn't know he did, because he's always wearing a hat.
Thank you.
But... Yeah, I don't know, I'm just saying.
Plus, white people can't pull off bandanas.
Or curlicues.
Yeah. Or being bald. It's not fair.
I don't want to be bald.
Well, some of us don't have a choice. Now, do we win?
Didn't take a hat off.
And it's always that bullshit. You know what I mean? You wear a hat too long, it makes you go bald. Bullshit. I wear a hat every fucking day of my life.
I didn't wear a hat until I started losing my hair. Now I buy them for $6 at Walmart and sweat through them at work and then throw them away.
Yeah.
So you get these nice salt deposits.
Oh, I know. I have some hats with them. I just washed this one the other day. That's why I had to take it off.
How he did it. He threw up in the bathroom. He was like, hey, baby, you want a salt deposit? I know we're in my brother's bathroom, and there's plenty of company here. And this bathroom is connected to a child's bedroom where that child is currently sleeping. And this door does not lock.
Makes you hot, don't it?
Let's suck this dick. I'll help you, baby. Let's go.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I wish I could get that lucky.
You're that desperate that you'll take a blowy in that situation?
Goddamn right.
Buy a real doll.
No, I don't want a doll blowjob. Fuck that.
That's as good as you'll get.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That hurt, bro.
Dude, is robot blowjob or no blowjob?
Yeah, sure that. I mean, hey, if she can spit and shit, I'm cool. Whatever.
Well, she's going to start feeding you booze every week and trying to get you nice and fucked up.
Got a bowl of ramen for you, Chris. No seasoning.
Don't worry, he'll get confused and suck your tickets. Damn it, now I'm gay. I knew this day would come, playing all those gay chickens I did.
We had this talk last night on Joey's Porch. It was me, him, and Sean.
Oh, no.
Talking about, like, if you fuck a dude in the ass, but you don't get fucked in the ass, are you gay? Like, would you do it in a porn?
In a porn? If you got
paid, yes, fuck some dude if you got paid.
I just wouldn't do porn, but, you know, it's because I have a child.
Right, but I'm just saying, last ditch, you need money.
If you didn't have a child.
Didn't have a fucking...
Still wouldn't do porn. I don't have, like... I feel like to do porn, you should have, like, a huge dick. Not moderate size.
Ron Jeremy didn't. Well, he was a decent.
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
He's so big, he could suck it himself.
Yeah, I know. What are you talking about? I totally forgot who
it
was.
You know how big my dick would have to be for me to suck it? I'm not limber, and I'm fat.
Yeah, you're right.
Why was that not being Ron Jeremy? It's so big, he just... Boom, dick in the mouth. He giraffe necks. That's all he does.
Stretches it out.
Sucks his own dick.
Never watched him suck his own dick.
Also found out that professional wrestling-wise, Macho Man's brother, Lenny Pavo, could suck his own dick. Huh. He'd do it backstage to impress Ric Flair's girlfriends.
If you can't do it like this, I don't want it.
Interesting podcast. Holy shit. Well, I think AMF, I'm Danny.
What? I covered it.
That doesn't fucking work. Wayne's in the room. You know I'm going to have to amplify like crazy. No offense, buddy.
Look, you said words there and there's nothing. We do set the mic like damn near right in front of him.
So you just yell at his face while you're recording?
Yeah, but he talks more there.
I usually don't want company while I'm editing, but you want to come over tomorrow night, Chris?
Maybe.
It's going to be a good time.
Edit past that.
Oh.
It'll be funny. Hopefully. Probably not.
Are you going to be here too?
No. My dad's coming up.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my dad's driving up here right now.
When's he going
to
be here?
Oh, tomorrow.
I'm coming to your house tomorrow because I've never met your dad. You
what?
I have that.
Not to Joey.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't listening. AMF from Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
Fat Joey.
Utter sucker!
Fat Joey for life!
Big thighs and beautiful eyes. That's how I think of you.
He got some big titties and beautiful eyes. I'm Toon.
Smoking Token. A.K.A. Wayne.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Smoking Token. Smoking and then Token, or is it because you're the Token black guy?
Both. Actually.
Ooh, yeah, that's how he came up with it.
Name change, boom! It's way more exciting than Wayne.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wayne reminds me of...
I was talking to everybody but you, I was looking at Fat Joey.
I know.
He didn't do shit this episode. Well, I mean, he embarrassed the fuck out of himself with the...
Should we make that the name? Hold my...
Can you spell it? You spell it. We'll tie it.
That's like BWR, BWR.
Oh, man. Oh, you say the thing.
Then we'll hold your beer.
Fuck
yeah. Yay!
Yay! No one knows where Yams is at. No one knows where Yams is at. No one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up.
For Yams.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, the first time I kept hearing him do it, and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing that for? That's how I sneeze. What?
That is, yeah, that's odd.
That was just like Shane. He made that clacking noise with his mouth.
Yeah, but I made fun of him for it, and you made fun of him. You told me I was a terrible person because he had Tourette's.
Yeah, he had something.
Turns out he's painfully stupid, maybe?
Turns out he's a pedo.
What?
Yeah, so he got locked up for some shit like that.
You brought him to my house when we were younger.
Shane.
Yeah,
I don't think she was like little kid, but it happened a long time ago.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it was just some underage kid.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Revisit the beer review. Two thumbs all day.
I was talking about 1.5.
Unfair.
Unjust.
I'll go 2. It was better than I thought it was.
See? That's fair.
I'm still going to go 2. It was delish. Like
3.
I'm surprised you remembered that this long.
6 if it was a 10.
It doesn't make any sense. It's fine. It's still better than Sean's rating system of 46 out of 2.
It was 24.
Whatever 46. The fuck.
46.
Yeah, I don't think he can count.
Who the fuck stops at 46?
Sean.
Maybe 50?
Who stops at 3?
A star rating system one day?
Yeah, that was stupid.
I gave stars?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris stood up. He forgot.
Stars. The five
Chris never remembers.
I gave the 0 out of 1 blowjobs in my brother's bathroom.
You think it's only 1.
She didn't come over to record very often, so I'd say it wasn't much more than 1.
Mm-hmm. She didn't enjoy listening to you talk?
Fuck no. Every time she listens to the podcast, Chris gets in trouble.
I remember. When he got in trouble the last time.
It's not a good time.
No. My girlfriend would get mad too if she listened. That's why when her family ask, I don't tell them.
My wife doesn't listen because she's blind.
That's a Wayne's confused. What?
I'm not confused, just disappointed.
That's what's wrong with you. You need to turn the music down so she can hear and see where you pull up to drive somewhere. You don't ever do that when you're driving somewhere? You turn the music down so you can see where you're going?
No. Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, just
all
do it for time. Her in life.
I've never done that. I always turn the volume down or mute it when I pull up to an ATM, though, even though that takes no listening at all.
I do it if other people pull up.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm kind of courteous.
Kind of.
Yeah.